said that dreams come true. Never live down here with me and you. All the lies that we believe, all the dreams that we could see, forgotten long ago.
How are we doing today, folks? Welcome to the Introvert Musician Podcast, episode number 9. I'm your host, Nikki P. I have a fun little interview coming up here for you today. I brought in a bandmate of mine, Donald Pelk, who is an educator with the School of Rock here in Cleveland and a graduate of Tri-C's Music Department and an all-around great professional musician. I think the important thing about this is that we both work professionally as musicians, and I've never taken a single lesson, and he has taken a lot of them. So I think there was no better way to go through the pros and cons of lessons versus not taking lessons than with Don. So here's my interview. If you like what you hear, don't forget to stop by theintrovertmusician.com, check out what we have to offer, and look forward to hearing from you. All right, so I am here with Mr. Donald Pelk.
Hello.
All right, well, let's get things out of the way. So Donald here is the guitar player and other vocalist in my duo, Pelkone & Co. He also plays in a number of groups outside of that, and he is an educator with a School of Rock here in the Cleveland area. What else do you think is pertinent? Any other details that I'm kind of glossing over in there?
I graduated from Cleveland State with the Bachelor's of Arts in Guitar Performance, so I guess that's something.
So, this is pertinent for a couple of reasons. Essentially, me and Don do the same thing. We both play music. We get paid to do it. We're in the same group, so there's certain... Clearly, as a guy who's never taken lessons, and as someone who has a bachelor's in music, who's probably taken many lessons.
Maybe once or twice.
There's different paths to doing what we do, which is playing music. And today's episode, I wanted to talk specifically with someone about, you know, the pros and cons of, you know, taking lessons and learning an instrument. It's not a necessity. Obviously, I've never taken a single lesson in my life. I sang in high school and like had choir, but that's about the extent of any training I've had in either vocals or, you know, in my instrument. Mm-hmm. I didn't even pick up guitar until I was 18 years old. So, like I said, so suffice it to say, you've taken a lot of lessons. How old were you when you started taking lessons?
Well, when I started taking lessons, I was 12 years old, but I had already been playing for about, I think, 2 or 3 years prior to that. So when I started taking lessons, I wasn't starting completely new. I already had a little bit of an idea, but yeah. That was when I first started getting instruction when I was 12.
Okay, and were you taking private lessons, or did you get involved with School of Rock at 12? Or
I got involved with School of Rock when I was 12 years old. So, okay. Yeah, School of Rock was the first time I ever took a guitar lesson.
Okay.
Or any music lesson, really.
Were you there specifically for guitar, or is it just kind of they push you into being a well-rounded musician?
Well, I was there because I wanted to learn to play more guitar, and my mom saw it on TV, and then she's like, honey, we gotta try this. You know how she is, right?
Yeah.
I love you, Mom. But, no, I went there specifically to take guitar lessons.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there is anybody at this point who doesn't know what School of Rock is, but tell me a little bit about what that does, because you have crested.
Spent half of my life there.
Yeah,
because
at 12 years old, you're taking lessons there, and now you're a teacher for School of Rock.
Correct. So what School of Rock is, we are a performance-based music education school. We teach students of all ages how to play guitar, drums, bass, keyboards, and vocals. And then what sets us apart from the other mom-and-pop local music lesson studios is that we teach the students how to play in a band, and then we rehearse once a week for roughly 12 to 14 weeks, and then we have a show booked at a venue here around town, and then the students play a show in front of people.
Awesome. And I think that's a band-aid that everybody needs to pull off as soon as they can pull it off, because it's one thing to play in your bedroom. How was it for you going from playing in your bedroom that first time to throwing you off on stage and in front of people?
It was pretty nerve-wracking, honestly, but once I got up there, I thought that that was what I really wanted to do, and I decided to stick with it, and here I am today.
Yeah, and Don, like, plays a lot of music. You do wedding bands and all that kind of stuff on top of the acoustic duo with me and your normal work over there at School of Rock.
Yes, I like to stay busy, and I like to... I'm the kind of person who takes on more than I can handle.
Clearly, because I have to give him up for some dates because somebody else can pay more than I can.
Let's not get into that.
But hey, that's what we call a success problem.
Right.
So
darn, I guess I'm too good, right?
The other thing that I find interesting is because you went from someone who, like, there's a lot of perspective I don't have because I've never taken lessons. You went from someone who took lessons and now gives them.
Mm-hmm.
What are the real meat of what I really want to get into today is what are the reasons that you see for taking lessons versus not taking lessons?
Okay, so the reasons for taking lessons I see, well, I guess a good way to start this is just me talking from my own personal reason for taking lessons and just elaborating from that. I started taking guitar lessons because I wanted to gain specific instruction on how to improve on my instrument. Because I always knew that I wanted to be a guitar player right from when I started. And over the years, I kind of dabbled in other instruments. I remember I played like violin in my elementary school orchestra, then saxophone, and then trumpet. But throughout all that time, I was always going back to guitar, and I was just trying new things on top of it. You know?
Yeah.
But I guess I specifically started taking lessons is because I wanted to, frankly, just learn more and get better. And I figured that working with another person, with a teacher who knows what they're doing, was probably the best way for a 12-year-old to learn how to play more. Because at that time, YouTube wasn't really a thing yet, you know?
Really?
I didn't know about it yet.
I mean, YouTube came way late in my game. If we had YouTube when I was 12, like we'd be having a very different life right now.
That is very true.
I would have
very true.
I would have pored over everything I possibly could to learn how to do it.
Yeah.
I did not have that. I had the old school Ultimate Guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for what it's good for. Yeah. I still use Ultimate Guitar on stage.
Yes, we both use it.
it's about maybe half and half what's good and what's not on it, but
it's a good starting point, and then you just kind of have to go off of that.
Yeah,
you know?
So you say you had specific skill, like was there like I'm good, I can strum along okay, but I want to learn how to play metal, or was there specific songs that you were looking to play?
Not at all, just kind of
a general idea, like I want someone who knows what the hell they're doing.
Not really at all. I wasn't looking to seek anything specific. I just wanted to learn as much as I can with the guitar, not really any specific one style or any one song. I just wanted to learn everything and be good.
Now, they're on the other side of that now. What do you think is the thing that you offer someone as opposed to, like, they're not going to be able to get from just watching videos on YouTube? It's like, can you see things in their playing that need corrected perhaps easier, or...
It depends on the individual student, really, because, like, me personally, you know, I can't speak for all of the instructors that I work with at School of Rock, but me personally, I have students of all ages right now between both locations that I'm at, Strongsville and Highland Heights here in the Cleveland area. I am, my youngest student is 7, and my oldest is 42. So we do all ages, you know, all skill levels and all ages. But I think the advantage of working one-on-one with a teacher in the lessons is that you're getting to know a person who you're going to keep seeing every week consistently. And there's a certain sense of reliability.
Accountability.
Accountability and consistency there that you don't get with the YouTube video.
Okay. I'm curious on this since you kind of bring it up. Is there something that you notice from the younger students to the older students and the ways that they learn and perhaps the needs that they have? Or do you approach teaching them the same way?
Well, no. First of all, like, you really need to as a teacher, you really need to gain insight on what the student themselves is all about. Like, whenever I'm working with a new person, I spend the first few minutes of the lesson just talking to them, you know, learning about them, you know, like how long they've been playing, what they need help with, or how they learn, you know. But mm-hmm. the way that I teach a 7-year-old is obviously not going to be the same way that I teach a 42-year-old, you know.
It depends on the individual student, obviously, but honestly, I mean... Mm-hmm. If you don't know how to play guitar, you don't know how to play guitar. So
that is true, but if you're trying to, like, say, like, you write out the tab for them, and you're working with a little kid who doesn't know what numbers are yet,
okay,
that might be difficult to explain to them.
So it's not necessarily that the information is different, like, just the conveyance of the information is different.
Exactly, yeah. The way that you present the information makes kind of I think makes more of a greater difference.
You know, you're going to focus... less on how cool they'll look adult and just think, talk about the women that they'll pick up.
Yeah, but you were talking about the differences between the adults and the younger kids. Most of the adults that I've worked with in the past, they would always say, oh, I wish I had this when I was younger, you know, the whole School of Rock thing.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I mean, the one thing that School of Rock, I think, is awesome for is abridging that gateway to actually getting people out and performing. I was performing by the time I was 14 with punk bands, like out playing shows for people completely without the need of School of Rock.
Right.
Like, I was just driven to go out and find people that would let me get onto a microphone, and eventually I did. You know, and by the time I wasn't even old enough to drive, and I was playing out in bars doing the cover band thing, making money, which... it's the best part-time job in high school.
I can agree.
Like, if you're a high school kid, it pays way better than flipping burgers.
I did have a cover band in high school, and our first gig, my first non-School of Rock gig, I remember I didn't have a driver's license yet, and it was with this country cover band called Lifeline. I didn't care what it was. I just wanted to play,
yeah,
you know?
No,
and my dad drove me to the gig because I couldn't drive yet.
Well, I remember my old band, The Decoys, when I was younger. And we had a bass player that was 16, and he was the kid that had the car that drove all of us to gigs.
That's funny.
We only had one guy in the band that could drive.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was fun. We played a lot of VFW halls and stuff like that. And clearly, you're playing punk music. We weren't making any money, but we were having a good time.
That's cool.
I got to work on stage presence, jumping off of amp stands and stuff like that.
Yeah. I remember that first gig, it was at a farmer's market, and I remember we were set up right next to the pumpkin stand. So that was cool, I guess.
I remember playing like church festivals and things like that. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, as far as in your professional career, the advantages are of having the educational background?
Well, including all of the college and my time as a student at School of Rock, I think that really helps me in the professional world of gigging, because I know what to expect, in a sense. You know, like, playing in the college jazz ensembles and the college rock ensemble, you know, at Cleveland State that I was a part of, and that combined with all of the information that I learned at School of Rock, the real world performances, just pushing you to be the best that you could be and getting you out on stage, I guess it kind of prepared me for what the real world of gigging would actually be like.
I'm curious as to what you're starting worlds ahead of everybody resume wise by having the performance experience that you do. Is there a specific reason you think, like, do you think that it actually helps you get gigs, or just that it helps you deal with the gigs differently?
It's helped me get a few gigs in the past, only because the teachers that I worked with know other people in the real world. And then once I became of age, you know, to work professionally in the real world, they were like, hey, I know a guy, give this guy a call. And then I ended up being that guy.
Okay.
So kind of yes to both of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that your time with School of Rock or your time like in the collegiate setting have actually done more to prepare you for the actual going out and gigging side of things?
Definitely, and I don't mean this CSU, but probably School of Rock gave me more preparation, only because School of Rock is very hands-on, and that's what we try to really stress to our students there, that, you know, how real the experience really is, you know, like getting, learning songs, showing up every week on time, being prepared to rehearse, you know, which even in the real world, you know, as we both know, is hit or miss, right?
Yeah. What I can say that from like my perspective, watching how you interact, the one thing that I think that you do have, there's this, the thing that I can see that is a difference between what I have and what you have performance wise is that, I don't have the depth of skill that you have. Like, I can fake a lot of stuff.
Believe me, so can I.
I've spent a lot of time. I can fake a lot. But there is a natural cutoff point where what I needed to know kind of ends. Like, I'm not going to go up there and be shredding blazing solos anytime soon.
But for your purposes, do you really need to know how to do
well,
that?
Well, and that's the thing. I don't know if that has less to do with lessons or has, you know, more to do with the fact that I've always been a vocalist that needed to have accompaniment.
Probably so, more so with the latter.
And in the same, and I think, because even when we're working on stuff, the things that I truly care about when we're performing, I care very deeply about the rhythm that we're playing and making sure that it matches the feel of songs and mm-hmm. making sure that there's a certain sound that kind of has to carry everything. Because I, from my perspective, I want it to sound as a cohesive thing as opposed to, you know, I don't like a lot of, oh, it gets really loud and really quiet here, but not in a way that makes sense for the music. It's just that all of a sudden the guitars come in here. So it's like, well... Mm-hmm. It kind of needs you to. I know that this isn't the right thing, but I need this to happen because it makes the song sound better.
Yeah.
Ultimately, what that was getting at though is that a lot of what I have is how much of because I had to learn out of necessity, and I never focused on the specific things. You play with me all the time. So what are the things that you think that I could benefit from with lessons if I were to? You know, start taking them now. I'm clearly not as old as some of the oldest students you have.
Mm-hmm.
I probably imagine I have more professional experience than most of the students that you've had.
Yeah,
but
you're dead. I can tell you right now for a fact you are correct.
I mean, I have played a lot of gigs. So what are the things that you would say someone in my position could benefit from if there is things you think I could benefit from?
I mean, I think there's things that everyone can benefit from. I mean, hell, there's things that I could still learn more of and benefit from, you know, like as good as anybody is, there's always room for improvement. And I will stand by that statement. Fight me. But the way that I teach my students, I am very ear training based, which is what School of Rock is, because like I said earlier, School of Rock is very hands on and very real world experience. Training and prep, you won't always have the luxury in the real world of having a piece of sheet music in front of you. Now, granted, when Nick and I play, we have our tablets with Ultimate Guitar on us. So when that drunk dude at Beerhead requests to play an Oasis song that we don't know, we could kind of hack through
you
it.
You mean
so.
That Oasis song that you don't know? I know.
Right. you know all the Oasis songs.
I was 12 when Oasis came out.
Right.
I know everything. I had nothing better to do than know Oasis.
Yeah.
Okay, so to kind of...
Vocabulary is what I would work with you on more, probably.
And just so I can go and pretend even better that I know what I'm talking about.
So you understand what I tell you?
Okay, well, so yeah, there's the difference between, like, I have a functional knowledge of what I'm doing as opposed to a musical knowledge of what I'm doing.
I guess, yeah. That could be one way to look at it.
I mean, I know for a fact that like, there's chord formations that are not... I know that aren't beginner's chord formations by any stretch, and I can do some things. I couldn't tell you what any of those things are.
The thing with a lot of the students that I have. Like, they know what this scale is. They know what this chord is, but they just don't remember what they're called, you know, which is a really common thing that a lot of students that I work with have.
Since my focus with all of this is to try and get people out doing more, get them out for making more money on stage, is there a specific way that you think that they should approach lessons if you choose to take them, or are there specific skill sets that you think are more important to kind of learn and get out of the way to get people functioning, making money as soon as possible?
I think there are some skill sets as a guitar player that you should have as a priority, you know, that should take priority above other skill sets that should be focused on. Like, if you just want to play guitar in a cover band, you know, like what any normal bar cover band, you know, playing songs that aren't necessarily complicated but really popular, I think you'd have to have just a knowledge of the major scale and the chords that come from the major scale. Because most pop songs, you know, it can be proven that they use the same four chords.
Yeah.
You know, so if you don't understand that, and if you like the 12 bar blues, those are the kind of general things that I feel, you know, this is just one guy's opinion. This is just how I feel about this. I think those should probably take priority above like learning how to shred and all that.
And just as a frame of reference, I know Donald from a 70s progressive rock cover band, which is all Genesis and Steely Dan. I was clearly not a guitar player planned on being in that band. I was there to sing. But yeah, that was definitely a level of musical competency, perhaps beyond what I had experienced in the past.
But your voice fitted, though, you know? So yeah, that was awesome.
And I'll be the first to say, like, I lean in with my voice because it is the thing that I know that I do have that not everybody has.
I
can sing.
Yes, yes, you can. I can attest.
But I think it's also, I mean, it's important that you have certain skills because, you know, like you said, I think being competent as far as your chord structures and being able to keep a steady rhythm. And when I say keep a steady rhythm, you need to be able to hear the song for what it is. There's an old joke called acoustic time. And it's because when you play acoustic music, there's a certain ebb and flow that is there that's not necessarily there because you're playing both a harmonic and a rhythmic instrument. It's not like...
Mm-hmm.
You're not walking out there and playing something that's not... You're essentially keeping your own beat.
Which is a really good point, because, like, how many times when the two of us get together to work on the stuff...
And you're
duo,
playing the right part, and I know it's the right part, right. But when you don't have that drum there leading the rhythm, it sounds out of time because you're just like, oh, but I need to have this ba-dum-t there to make it swing the way that it needs to swing.
And that's why I think you're better at that than I am, because I'm used to working with a full band and going off of what the other instruments are playing.
And you hear what's supposed
acoustic
to be
duos
there.
Don't have that. So when we started this, I was like, wait, what? You know?
So I guess to kind of conclude things here, as to me, what I think, what I see, and you can, you know, back me up or tell me I'm completely wrong in this. What I see is the main difference is with lessons, you have someone that can get you to point A faster, perhaps. Like someone that's going to be able to show you the things that you need to do kind of perhaps in a logical order. Because I know I've spent time learning skills that didn't necessarily pan out for anything. In your position, I mean, and maybe I'm wrong, it does seem like having that schooled approach makes more sense for you because you're leaning into the guitar playing aspect of it, and you have those skills that are perhaps more pertinent. Like, you can walk up and play with a metal band on a week's notice, I'm sure. Probably any metal band, just because you know enough of how that
style goes.
How it works. Like, you've heard enough of it that if you really wanted to and the money was right, you can go, okay, I can learn all of this material in a week and be good to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in heck I could, could learn how to do that.
And I have done that. I have learned songs in very short
notice. At least
notice.
On guitar. That being said, I could probably do the same thing on vocals. Yeah. Like, you need me to sing this. Okay, I'll have...
On your main thing, right.
Yeah. So I think as far as... The things I think that are really important to focus on is how quickly do you need to get results. With almost anything in life, if you're willing to spend the money on it, you will get the result that you want quicker.
And more importantly, put the time into it. You know, because like lessons, you know, there is a certain sense of dedication that you need to have. And I think that if the student is right, you know, if the student wants to do it, even without taking lessons, if the student wants to learn more about all these different styles, you know, metal, punk, blues, jazz, funk, you name it, right? You know, as long as there is a want to be better, I think you don't need lessons. You know? As long as you want to do it, that's fine.
You can listen and figure out what you need to figure out.
Right.
It might take you a little longer to get there, but it's not the end all be all. Do you know? I'm curious. Do you know any guitar players out performing that are, you know, higher level performing guitar players that don't have the educational background or, you know, the lessons that you've had?
I know of a few, yeah.
Okay.
That is true, yes.
Okay. That's just strictly, I'm curious on that kind of. I don't want to sell anybody a false bag of goods here.
You know, right, sure. And that is true because not all of my coworkers at School of Rock, not everybody went to college like I did, you know. Some people did, but there's a lot of instructors with all sorts of a big variety of different musical backgrounds.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think that, again, you know, the whole schooling, college, music thing, that's totally optional.
Yeah.
You know, I just did it because I'm not good at anything else.
Well, awesome, man. I guess in closing, is there anything specifically like that you would recommend or give advice to people just to want to go out and be a performer? It doesn't need to be related to lessons specific.
If you want to be a performer, learn as many styles of music as you can.
Just
being well, from my experience, being well-rounded will give you a wider list of options of potential people to work with.
I mean, yeah, I know that there's been bands where you've been a bass player.
Yeah, I played bass in a jazz band. I played guitar in a pop. I filled in with some friends of mine in a pop punk band. I played with you in our duo. I was in a 70s prog rock cover band with you.
You find the work where the work is, and if you have a wider range of things you can find work with.
Yeah. Basically, the way that I see it, and other guys might tell you differently, but the way that I see it, you know, if you know more, then you'll be able to work more.
I think that's absolutely correct. I think sometimes it almost is more valuable to have the breadth of skills than the depth, because like I said, there's people out there that I know performing that for the level of performance I'm capable of in what I do, they probably have no business being on the same stage as I do.
Yeah.
But clearly they've found a way to do that, and somebody else feels that they're more than capable of providing entertainment for people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't think you need to be the world's greatest necessarily what you do. You just, number one, need to want to do it. Because at the end of the day, if you're mediocre but, you know, you don't charge a lot, I think you could probably go and find work. No question.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
someone will pay you to do that.
Yeah, just going around town and playing, like, local gigs and, like, bars and, like, I don't know, like, coffee shops or something, like, acoustic open jam nights, you know, like, that kind of thing. You don't need to be, like, a super pro. There's lots of other musicians of mine that I know who don't know everything, you know. I don't know everything.
So, right on, Don. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and
thanks for having me, Nick.
Talking to my people, and hopefully it's insightful. I know, like, I don't do a lot of interviews, but there's certain things that I have in my head, certain people that, like, I know are going to be valuable. And on this, it's like I'm not an expert on taking lessons because
I'm the guy for tonight.
Yeah, I've never taken lessons, so I've got a guy who's spent most of his life taking lessons. So
and giving lessons.
Yeah, and giving them. So, right on, boss. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.